Good morning. Welcome to. Actually, I should. Let's do that again. Good morning and welcome to today's edition of 10 Minutes of Torah, today's daily dose of Torah. Those tuning in on the podcast entitled You Got to Know When to Hold Them. And that is derived from today's Hayom Yom, today's Hasidic teaching, very powerful teaching. It's from a letter written by the previous Rebbe to apparently to a business person. And he said this, pay close attention, even with the greatest toil, one cannot earn 1 cent more than God has ordained for you. Hi, Erica, tuning in from Norway. So, what that means is, good morning, Sophia, or afternoon, whichever time zone you're in, which means on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, in Yom Kippur, is when one's income for the year is allocated. The budget planning session in heaven happens during the High Holidays, and when it's done, it's done. All the budget allocations are made for each individual for the coming year, and so working excessively is not going to increase income because it's already been decided. However, that doesn't mean that a person can stay in bed all day watching Netflix and expect. Oh, tuning in from Paris, Sophia. Wow. So good afternoon from Paris. That doesn't mean that you can lie in bed all day watching Netflix and say, well, God has already allocated how much is allocated for me, so it's going to come my way anyway. No, the allocation is an allocation. We have to do our part to actually receive it. So we must do what is necessary, which is to have a vehicle with which to receive that budget, which is the work that we do, the job that we have, the business that we run, the profession, whatever that might be, the investments that we have, the clients that we see, etc. But we have to remember that all our labors are only of secondary importance. The effort, the work that we do is only a means to an end. It's not the end itself, and it's only to create a vehicle for the divine allocation to be executed. What is most important, what is the end, what is the ultimate purpose, what counts is God's blessing, because that's where the source is. So we want to be able, in order to receive the blessing, though, we have to do something on our part. That's to go to work, but not just go to work, but to also go to work and act in an appropriate manner. Good afternoon from Austria, Europe. Not sure what that means. Austria, Europe, David. Good afternoon. Shalom from Israel. Okay. So, is that Austria? Okay. And so, it also means not only going to work, but comporting oneself in a proper, appropriate, ethical manner, particularly as Jewish law governs the way a person is supposed to go about their business and profession and so on. In addition to that, a person has to create the proper framework for their life, which starts with praying on a daily basis, preferably in a congregational setting if possible, observing Shabbat with loving punctiliousness, which means paying attention to the details of all the laws of Shabbat, which are quite intricate, and there are a myriad of them. Keeping kosher vigilantly, and having one's children educated by teachers who are God-fearing. So education is the foundation of Judaism, and observance of Torah mitzvot is what creates an overall framework for positive energy flow to come our way, and thus our efforts in the work that we do is blessed so that we receive what we are supposed to receive. But working too had at the expense of these things is actually self-defeating. First of all, it's not going to earn anyone anymore. And it undermines the framework of blessing. So when we realize that God is the source, then we realize that our part is to simply create the appropriate channel and vehicle. But working too hard is like putting on a jacket that's too long, or putting on pants that are too long. You say, well, it's more material, it's great. Yeah, but if you're wearing pants that are too long, you're going to trip. So more is not always better. Sometimes more is less, and less is more. So it's a very powerful teaching about the Jewish ethos of what it takes to create a vehicle to receive the blessing of God in terms of income and well-being. That's the Hayom Yom teaching for today. This segues straight into Tanya of today, where the Alter Rebbe is talking, unpacking the verse from the Eshet Chaya, the woman of valor, that she girds her loins with faith. And that is metaphorically a representation of ourselves as we come out into the world each and every day, which is a battlefield. The soldier girds his loins, which means he puts on his belt and his armor, and that holds up. The loins, of course, hold up the upper body. So how do we gird our loins with faith? We gird our loins with faith, says the Alter Rebbe. And how do we power up our faith? Two ways. One, through immersing ourselves in the study of Jewish law, because Jewish law is the expressed divine will of God. So when we study Jewish law, it's not just that we're learning about how to live and observe our lives, we're plugging into the deepest, most intimate space of God, because Jewish law is his deepest desire. And it has also fueled our faith, which is our legs, our loins, also fueled by prayer. Particularly, says Alter Rebbe, prayer in the morning, because the morning time is a very propitious time of positive energy. It's a new day, the sun has risen, and with it a new dawn of divine energy in the world, and praying creates the channel to plug into that. And that becomes a way to, quote-unquote, gird our loins, to power up the day, that it should be a day that is infused with divine consciousness and blessing. That is the Tanya for today. The Torah section of today actually segues also very much with what we're talking, along the lines of what we're talking about here, understanding that God is the source of all sustenance, material and spiritual, and health and wealth, and so on and so forth. But we have to do our part in an appropriate manner to create the vehicle and the channel to receive those blessings. In the Torah section of today, which is the third section of the Torah portion of Devarim, Devarim is the first section of the fifth book of the Torah, called Mishneh Torah, which means a review, in which Moses reviews some of the major events that occurred over the last 40 years. Today, he recalls the episode of the spies. The story, of course, was that the people wanted to send an advance scouting mission to do some reconnaissance work before the conquest of the land of Israel. And Moses recounts in today's Torah section that he agreed and dispatched 12 of them representing the tribes. Of course, it didn't work out very well for 10 of the 10 of those spies. But the mission itself, Moshe says, he agreed to. Why? Because even though the land of Israel is the promised land, and therefore the conquest is without question, that the land will become the inheritance of the Jewish people, that's without question, because God promised it. Nonetheless, he was not opposed to the fact that they wanted to do their part from a human side to make sure that the conquest happens in the most strategic manner. So he wasn't opposed to it. And this is the idea. They're wanting to scout the land, to do reconnaissance, is the equivalent of going to work. Yes, we believe that everything comes from God, but we have to do our part from the human side to create, as we said, the channel, the vehicle for that blessing. So Moshe was not opposed principally to the idea of dispatching a spies for to do due diligence or reconnaissance. The problem was that they ended up concluding that the land was inconquerable, and that was going beyond the pale of the mission, which was not to research or to see whether the land was conquerable, but only how to most expeditiously and strategically do so. That's right, Denise. We have to do our part to hasten Mashiach's coming. That's right. Exactly same idea. Mashiach is going to come. That's inevitable because that's where history is headed. But we have to do our part to hasten that. That's right. Very well said. Thank you. And lastly, we have Rambam's mitzvah of today. The Rambam's mitzvah of today is the mitzvah of tzitzit. That's the four fringes that we wear every day on a four-cornered garment. Now, the Torah's requirement to wear tzitzit technically is only if you happen to be wearing a four-cornered garment and you have to attach tzitzis to it. But biblically, if you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, you don't actually have to go out and buy one to put one on. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, a person should proactively go out and buy a four-cornered garment that requires the tzitzis to fulfill the mitzvah, particularly as the Torah says, when you will see the tzitzis, or the isem oisei, when you see them, or schartem as kol mitzvah Hashem, you will remember all the mitzvot of Hashem. It's talking about girding the loins of a soldier. The tzitzit are like the body armor for a Jewish male. And when we wear the tzitzit, we have on us spiritual armor and a reminder of our obligation to God and also the protective energy of God. And the Rebbe says a beautiful idea that the mitzvah of tzitzit is incumbent upon a Jewish male. But in the idea of the tzitzit, which is to see something that reminds us of all the mitzvot, and we put them on the four corners of the garment as a reminder of the fact that the presence of God extends to the four corners of the earth. The Rebbe says the spiritual equivalent of that for a girl and a woman is lighting the Shabbat candles, because it's also the idea of seeing the light. When one lights the Shabbat candles, one sees the spiritual light of God and how that lights up the entire world, the north, south, east to west. And with that, I bid you to make it a luminescent day, a powered up day with faith and a realization that all we need to do is to create the channel for blessing to receive it from God. Make it a blessed day. Please feel free to share today's 10 minutes of Torah with all your friends on Facebook. We will see you, God willing, tomorrow, same time, same place. Make it a great day.